you for tuning in for the second part of the show. This is Linda Sims. The name of the program is The Voice of a People, and we will be talking about singles choosing God's best. This is WWGH 107.1 FM radio, and we stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. Or while we are live on the show, call 740-383-9944. That's in case you have any questions or if you would like to share your thoughts or just say, I don't agree with that, whatever. You have that option to call in, 740-383-9944. I like to start my show off with a thought for today, and it's titled Lasting Happiness. Now, I said this would be our last show until next year. Still under debate because it gets dark so early, and who likes to go home in the dark? I don't. So raise your hands. I don't. So get out your pens and your paper and make sure that you take notes. We really had an awesome show last Tuesday. And there was so much rich information shared on this show. And it's like, did I write anything down? No, I did not. So don't let that be your excuse today, okay? So I'm sure we will be sharing a little bit of that again. From Miss Kimba, thought for today, lasting happiness. And it goes like this. The real reason why we sometimes experience a lack of real, deep, lasting happiness in our lives is dependency. We are taught to make our happiness dependent on some event, condition, person, or object, etc. This is why we keep delaying our happiness until things are just right in our life. We think we will be happy in the future and then wonder why we are not happy now. But life is never just right, and the future never comes. There is only now. And that's why, in order to be happy, we must make our happiness a decision and not a dependency. This may seem slightly difficult in the beginning because we have just spent our life being dependent on acquiring something or someone or seeing the result we desired or wanting some pain to go away before we allow ourselves to be happy. Now, how on time is that thought for today? Wow. Yeah.
That's a big one.
Yes.
It's a big pill to swallow.
Yes, it is.
Putting your happiness in other people's hands and other things' hands. And.
That's Tim Jones you hear speaking right there. He's our guest today. And Kimba Hubbard. Kimba, introduce yourself.
So my name is Kimba Hubbard. I am very grateful that I moved to Marriott in 2016. I'm currently here working at an online program doing social work. I'm also the coordinator for our singles ministry at the Gathering Place.
Okay, Tim.
Tim Jones, I just wear many hats. designer, entrepreneur, life consultant, future developer. I don't know. A lot.
Yeah. You're just all that,
yeah,
right?
whatever I can do, I guess.
Amen. That's good. Tim has been with me for, I know, a good year.
Yes.
Straight, at least once a month. And Kimba's new, really, on the show, but I may even give her a spot because she has a lot of good information, and I'm sure a lot of women would appreciate her sharing.
They do. I get compliments on Kimba all the time.
Wow, like, see there?
That woman you be with?
There?
Oh, man, she's good.
And yes.
I think they asked, did you have a website? Yeah. Is that serious?
Well, right now you can hear her right here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Now you can also get this on the web, Just go to 1071.com and it'll pop up. You can do that on your phone. It's on the web. It's live. Okay? Now, there's only 45 days left in this year.
Wow.
8 days before Thanksgiving. Hopefully you got your recipes and your menus all together and your family's great anticipation. So don't forget to ask everyone, what are you thankful for today? Kimba?
So I am thankful for a lot of things, but my health is at the top of the list to be thankful for.
Amen. Amen. Tim?
The kids, the community, the younger generation. Man, I seem like I was just around a lot of younger generations today, from the kids in elementary to a young adult who just left my house. That's why I was a little bit late. I was talking, kind of mentoring, and I'm just thankful for the youth.
Yes.
Absolutely. I'm thankful for life, health, and strength.
Mm-hmm.
That God gave me another chance.
Yes.
To bring glory to His name.
Amen.
And that's what this show is all about. No matter what the topic is,
mm-hmm.
I want to somehow bring glory to God's name. Now, let us get down to business. Choosing God's best. Now, this is not our first show. Those of you who listen faithfully know that last week we talked about, what do I do when I get a connection? And Kimba, did you want to recap some things, Tim, before we move on to the next one? I got a good one for you today.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, it was a last-minute thought.
So, some of the things we talked about is just building a good foundation, having relationship goals, being able to build a friendship, having learning to fight fair and communicating, making each other a priority, making sure that you have good boundaries physically, and being patient with each other.
All good topics.
Yep. What she said. Summed it all up. You know, one of the things I got to work on is that priority list, man. Some people fall real low on some people, places, and things fall real low on that list. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot to really take in, and, mm-hmm. and it's a lot of homework.
Yes.
It's a personal, individual things that we have to do. And my question was today, what do we do with all this baggage that we may have? How do we get rid of old habits that we already know annoy people? We already know from past relationships people were annoyed. We know the things about them that annoyed us, right? So, our attitudes, our habits. Maybe we've been rejected.
Mm-hmm.
How do we work on these things so they will not go into the next relationship? Sometimes it's even our expectations of the next person. We want them to act a certain way. You know? Mm-hmm. And they're not going to act like we want them to act. But sometimes... That's right. Sometimes that's a deal breaker. Well, they didn't do this, and they didn't, you know, they didn't dress me like this, or, you know, it's just things that we expect, mm-hmm. you know, that it doesn't happen. So how do we go into a new relationship with all that stuff?
Habits, number one, you have to be aware that that's a bad habit that you may have. If you're not aware of it, then you're just mm-hmm. going to keep doing it. So awareness is a key with any habit. And then once you become aware, you have to replace it. You have to find a way to replace that every time you do it. You know, or every time you catch yourself doing it or find yourself doing it, you have to immediately, like, correct it right then and there. Because you have to practice the new thing until that becomes the habit or natural, just like breathing.
Right.
So.
And you have to find a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
The opposite of what you are.
Yep.
That's what we're going to work toward. Making ourselves better. And, you know, it's not just for the next person, but it's for you.
For yourself. Yeah. It's got to be for you.
Yes.
It can't necessarily be for the next person. It definitely has to be for you because you want to be better. And if you're better, then you're better for the next person.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yep.
What about you, Kimba?
So I think of the analogy of actually unpacking bags.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have the courage to unpack the bag, first of all. So I think that's the first step. Are you really ready to be honest with yourself? And then praying about what God's plan is for you to unpack your baggage. For some people, that's counseling. For some people, that's coming to our next book club. For some people, it's a combination of those things, finding a good church. So that's where I would start when it comes to dealing with your baggage.
Mm-hmm. You got to have the energy for it, too.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we just look at them bags like, yeah, nah, I ain't touching that. Not today.
I might need that, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you.
Yes, protected me for a long time. Absolutely.
And I also want to say that Tim is recording this Facebook Live.
Yes, Facebook Live on
my page.
If you
have any questions, you can shoot them on the Facebook. Or, you can call right in right now live by calling 740-383-9944. Thank you.
So, I mean, that is one of the things I wanted to actually kind of talk about today is we talk about all these things, but there's always a balance to that.
Right.
Like what you're looking for, but are you ready for what you're looking for?
Right.
And so, you know, that's one of the feedback I actually got. Like, I hear what you're saying, but, you know, some of it doesn't feel real and what we actually go through, like talking about honesty and how hard that is. Because first of all, you got to be honest with yourself.
Right.
And if you're not able to do that, you're not going to be able to be honest with someone in a relationship because that takes courage. So what we're talking about is difficult topics to talk about.
Right.
And there's a balance with everything.
Right.
So.
And that was a key point. You have to be ready to receive that too. You know,
yes.
What you're looking for, you have to also be ready for it.
Yes.
If you're not, then you're going to drop the ball.
Yep. Right. Not just thinking that you're ready. You got to know that you're ready.
Yep.
Wow. Did someone send a question to you?
Oh, no. Somebody just said they're sharing the broadcast and they're watching.
Share
so thank
it.
You,
absolutely.
Angela.
Yeah, thank you. So that's funny you said that because when I was married and I had all these things I wanted to change about my ex-husband, and my pastor said to me, if he came home with all those things today, would you be ready to receive him and live the lifestyle you want? And it hit me like a ton of bricks, because some of those things I could say yeah, but a couple of those things I was like, no, not really. And so it is really like Tim said, are you ready to receive what God has for you? Really, truly, are you ready to receive it? And that does take some self-analysis, which isn't easy.
Yes, absolutely. Wow. Well, we don't want to take old baggage into a new relationship. And sometimes we camouflage these things.
Yes.
You know, well, I can fake it. You know, I'm going to go in there and I'm not going to be the same. And then someone touched that button, you know, and then you lose it or you go off, you know. And where do I go from there? So as a woman, just like if you want a smaller waist, what do? Some people buy a girdle and put it on, you know. Right, because it looks smaller, or those waist trainers, which I got to get me one.
Or they wear all black.
Like you said, I was thinking, I need to order one of them shapes.
Yeah, I got to get me one of those, but instead of getting out there doing the run and, you know, going to the Y, signing up, it's so important that we're also healthy. You know.
Super important.
Right, health not only makes you look good, feel good,
think
but
better.
It helps you love better. Have you ever thought of that? Because you're in a happier state of mind, right? Well, God be giving me these little tidbits, you know, here and there.
That's right.
Well, we want to address all of ourselves.
Yes,
you know, our mind, our will, our emotions, our spiritual, and our body. And I always tell people that, like, sometimes, and I have to challenge myself, when I'm struggling with something, sometimes it's just because I haven't had enough rest or drink enough water.
Yeah.
So it is looking at, you know, taking care of your physical body as well.
Yeah, it is.
Some of those bad habits that we have.
Right. Because some people smoke, but everyone doesn't want to be around a smoker. Some people have no control over drinking. Once they start, they don't know how to stop. A lot of people, my mom used to say, a drunk don't even want a drunk, so. She used to tell my dad that. But, you know, once you think about that, you don't. You really don't want a person that's his end of the day or her end of the day is what they call it, tipsy or slurring, stumbling. You don't, you know, we're not really looking for that type of a person. So try to address your issues, whatever they may be.
Right.
Right, Kimba?
Yes.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So was there anything you brought on your heart today that you wanted to share?
Well, I was listening to Creflo Dollar again.
Okay.
Thank you, Miss Linda.
God has done a new work in him.
Yes.
He has.
More graceful sometimes.
Yes.
Sometimes he's still. Anyway. But he has grace-based relationships, and the funny thing is I thought I was clicking on the other one about mutual submission, which is very interesting, but the one I clicked on was about friendships. Mm-hmm. And so we talked a little bit about friendships last week, but he was talking about, and I thought this was so interesting, if you don't know how to be a friend with someone, you're not going to be a good mate. And I was like, that is so interesting. So I looked up what friend means. It's a person who you know, like, and trust, and you enjoy being with, a person who helps and supports you. So if we could have that mentality that when you're dating someone, you're their friend and you're building a friendship, I think it helps keep things in perspective as well. So I found that to be very interesting. What do you think, Tim?
Yeah, friendship is definitely important. I think that should be the goal in the beginning when you learn about each other. The goal should be friends, because I don't think you want to date somebody you can't stand or somebody you befriend or enemy. You know, it's just, it doesn't make sense. So that should definitely be, you know, the goal, mm-hmm. to be friends, like genuine friends.
Yes.
You know, like she said, you like that person, you're getting to know that person, you feel the support from that person, which is also very important. You know, I think that's one of the foundations of being friends. My friends support me. You know, I got that. You feel that support from them, and support come in a form of like love, mm-hmm. or whatever it may be. So, I really think that's key. And we seem to be a little bit more patient with our friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We seem to have a little bit more patience for them. We seem to be a little bit more accepting. You know, like some people might have some friends that have bad qualities, but they still accept that person. You know what I mean? Because that's their friend. Like, oh yeah, I know she rough around the edges, or he rough around the edges, but that's mm-hmm. still, they, you hear those words follow up, but that's still my friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's something big to be said about friendship and friends.
Good. It is. It's great. You know, a great relationship.
So one of the verses he mentioned was in John 5:12-13. So this is my command, love each other deeply as much as I have loved you. For the greatest of all is a love that sacrifices all. And this great command is demonstrated when a person sacrifices his
Hello,
life
caller.
For his friend.
Hello?
You're on the air.
I got a question here. I'm not quite sure how to put this, but shouldn't we involve God in this a lot, do a lot of praying, you know, seeking God about who we're getting involved with?
Hold on 1 second.
I can hear him a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, try.
I can't hardly hear you.
Okay, there we go.
Okay. Oh, could you ask your question again? They had to turn up the volume.
Okay, did you hear what I asked?
I did, but they didn't. The panel. He said, aren't you sure, shouldn't we involve God in this? Is that how you put it, sir? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. That's how you put it. Shouldn't we put
You're very
God in
faint.
This? Oh, I am still faint? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, yes, the verse I was just reading with John 15:12, my next point was going to be a friend and to love, you have to receive and know the love of Jesus. So, yes, my answer would be yes. Tim, what would be your answer?
Well, I like some of the stuff that, like Charles Stanley said, he might tell you to wait,
mm-hmm.
you know, and not get involved right now. And we have a tendency to be impatient, you know.
Absolutely.
Run on. Oh, I see somebody attractive over there. Well, here we go. You know, and a lot of times it ends up in disaster.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of times, you know, I feel like we tell we say the famous term, Jesus take the wheel, and when he start going left, we grab the wheel and go right, because we're not used to going left, you understand? So absolutely, sometimes we do have to wait. And it's
okay,
better,
well, I
more
just
beneficial.
Thought I'd bring that up. I'm going to go back to listening to the radio because I can't hardly hear you guys, okay?
Oh, sorry about that. I mean, I have it almost to the hilt. I don't know what that
well,
is.
Thank you for calling.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll try it again later.
All right,
thank you.
Okay. Thank you, caller. All right, at least we got a call. Hopefully, we can carry on with that question about putting God in this. And I do want to share this when it says honor your husband. I don't think that starts after the marriage. I think this goes along with the entire relationship. It is as high respect, esteem, and exalted title or rank. In practical terms, that means to recognize the worth of our spouse and decide to cherish them as a treasure they are. Honor instructs us to put our other half ahead of ourselves and others. The only seat higher than your spouse is God. So there you go. We put God in it.
Well, and to address this point, I think one of the aha moments for me last week was you always have to be willing, in my opinion, to let the relationship go. That's how you honor God and yourself. So whether it's, you know, day 10 or you're, you know, the second month, you're, are you always willing to give Isaac, if you think this is your Isaac or your Rachel, back to God? So I think the caller had a very good point mm-hmm. that you don't want to start treating this person as your mate or your husband if that's not where God is calling you all to go.
Right.
So in every stage of relationship, even, and I've said this before, even before you talk to a person, I've said to God, you know, am I released to even go talk to that person? Because we do run ahead of him
That's
a lot.
Good.
So he does need to be involved in every aspect of the relationship.
That's so good right there. So good. Wow. So good.
And it's much harder to do than say.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you know, you've been dating somebody for 6 months and you feel like, you know, you guys aren't compatible. You know, it's hard to say, I don't think we can carry this further into a committed relationship. That is not a hard, that's a hard conversation to have.
Yeah. Has to be. Just as hard as getting rid of those obnoxious habits.
Absolutely.
That we have that are not pleasing. Not even being nice. Don't even know how to be nice, you know, because we're carrying around rejection. We're carrying around failed relationships, you know. We're carrying around abuse still. We're still going and doing like nothing's ever happened. But lo and behold, mm-hmm. when someone comes in front of you and they don't do like you think they should do, then you're just ugly about it. The whole situation. Don't even know how to be nice.
And I totally agree with you. It's because we have those unresolved issues. And I think sometimes habits come because we have unresolved issues that are deeper than just what we can see.
Right.
Yeah, but habits and guards, walls.
Yes.
They all come up and it's just, and it makes it difficult, you know, and it kind of makes it difficult to be loved or for someone to love you because you're not ready to receive it because in a sense you still have all these things going on and you could be damaged or whatever and you haven't healed. So it could be hard for you to receive the love. Why? Because you're still holding on to some things.
Yeah.
And if you're holding on, you can't receive.
That's true.
All right. So a person can do everything in their world to show you that they love you and try to be as patient as possible. But if you're not receiving that, man, it makes it difficult. Very, very difficult and unpleasing. Then you begin to feel unloved, unappreciated. All those not respected.
Right. You're right. You're right. And they're done with you.
Mm-hmm.
Even before you get started, yep. Good. And some of the things we don't understand, these things emit from us.
Yes.
Mm. In the atmosphere. It creates a certain atmosphere that's not pleasing.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So I said that because a lot of people are dealing with those issues. And that's why a lot of people can't get ahead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not that you can't attract a nice guy or a nice woman, you just don't know what to do when they get there. Mm-hmm. And you're not prepared to deal with it when they get there.
Right.
You know. So, I thought that was something really important.
Once again, too, because you'll see people that they might go from one relationship right into the next and still don't understand why. Still don't understand why they keep getting the same results. Why? Because you keep vibrating the same thing. You keep acting the same way. You keep snapping, you know, on the part or whatever it is. Whatever it is,
right.
It's going to keep repeating because nothing has changed in self. So it's not necessarily the other person. It's more so always, like for me in a relationship, it's not necessarily the other person. I always had to look for me. I always had to take accountability and responsibility. Like, where did you go wrong?
Yep.
You know, what did you do right? But what did you do wrong too?
Right.
And what didn't you like? And what did you like?
Right.
And that, what didn't I like? And I examine myself and analyze myself. And I'm like, okay, you need to be more patient with this. Or you need to get a hold of yourself on that and work on that. You know, like I feel like I have a problem with like some type of authority. Like I don't like telling my whereabouts and all these other things. Not that I have anything to hide. I don't know why I'm like that. You know what I mean? So I'm like, you got to be more open. If you want somebody, you're going to have to be more open, especially in a relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's just, you have to be more open to that, and you have to be more patient, you know, and it's just those little things.
That is so true.
But that's a big thing.
Mm. It can be.
And I think that's how we should look at whatever we're dealing with. It is a big thing because it can be a deal breaker.
Mm.
There's somebody that really wants to be with you, and you can't seem to get past certain things that helps you open up.
Yes.
Yep.
It helps to free your heart for that person, you know, because people say, okay, well, you deal in love, especially people who are believers in Christ Jesus. He is love,
mm-hmm.
and that is our commission, to love our brother, to love our sister.
Yes.
As we want them to love us, mm-hmm. you know. So if that love isn't there, I mean, you might not even love yourself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
These are areas that you and I and whoever else need to deal with, you know, because I realize it's a problem. Even where I stand, it's a problem, mm-hmm. you know, because, yeah, I'm ready and I want this and I want that, you know, but am I ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That'd be the thing. That'd be the key.
Am I really ready?
Sometimes you think you're ready, and then I'm like, no, I don't think I'm ready for that part. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I'm ready for this part. That's cool. And I'll enjoy this.
But that's real
that
tough.
Part, because like some relationships I look at and like the arguing, and some women, they might have insecurities and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this part is fun. This part sounds fun. The cuddling,
right.
that part don't sound so fun. So
right.
I don't think I want to deal with that. You know, I'm not ready for that.
Right.
You know, and you have to be real with yourself. And that's, and I think that will prepare me also to be more, more patient.
Yeah.
More understanding.
Yes.
You know, just more vulnerable. You know what I mean? All those things that goes into the relationship. When you're dealing with a person. So those are a couple of things I really want to know up front. I mean, everybody's not going to just sit there and tell you their insecurities, but yeah.
So I think Tim made a really good point. And so whether you're listening to live or later on, my challenge would be that you write down previous relationships. We never accept abuse. So the first step is, have you forgiven that person? So write down those people. Have you forgiven them? Second of all, Tim said, taking accountability and responsibility. So really pray and just ask God, what part do I need to take accountability for and responsibility for? So once you have that list, then you need to forgive yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you've done that, ask yourself, do you have walls up where you are protecting yourself instead of God? And if God reveals those areas to you on that list, that's where you can start.
Mm-hmm.
To rebuild and to heal. And again, that might be counseling, that might be reading a book, getting in a good church, again, coming to our book club, whatever it is. But if you really don't know, That's what I would, Tim made an excellent point. That's where I would start, so you can find out what are those things are. And I want to say this too, you don't have to perfect those things, but like Tim said, be aware of them so that when they rear their ugly head, you can check them and ask God to show you how to deal with them in a relationship. So I thought that's your assignment, you all.
Yeah. Listening. POA, plan of action, right there. Look, that's going to get you through right there. That's some, if y'all didn't write that down, I don't know.
Yes,
that was some gold.
It was gold.
That was some diamonds, man. Platinum, some real value right there. Rubies.
Yes, yes. Even it's all for today, lasting happiness. Mm-hmm. I'm going to read the second paragraph again. And that's why, in order to be happy, we must make our happiness a decision and not a dependency.
Yes.
This may seem slightly difficult in the beginning because we have just spent our life being dependent on acquiring something or someone.
Yes.
I just want to be married. I don't care about the rest. I just want to be married. I want a husband. I need a man. I need a woman, you know. It's or seeing the result we desired, or wanting some plan to go away, some pain to go away, before we allow ourselves to be happy. So happiness has to start before.
Mm-hmm. Like you said, it has to be a decision. You know what makes me happy? Puppies, right? But a puppy got to grow into a full-grown dog, and I don't like full-grown dogs. You know what I mean? But right. A puppy make me happy. Now, if I spend my whole life being dependent on that, I'm going to be in some trouble. Because that puppy got to grow up.
Right. You know what I mean? That's so good. I love
that. So, you got to make a choice, man. You have to choose to be happy. And that comes with your attitude.
Yes.
As well. Attitude and gratitude helps happiness. Like, thankfulness, gratitude. Like,
yes.
That brings out another level of happiness, because that it will allow you to begin to live in the moments. Like when you begin to, like, honestly just like, yo, I'm thankful for the time that we spend together here on the radio. That's a form of happiness.
Yes.
Having that gratitude, being excited to show up, mm-hmm. you know, those type of things. So if you practice, to me, if you practice appreciation, thankfulness, mm-hmm. and gratefulness, gratitude,
yes.
Ultimately, that's going to lead to the happiness. Mm-hmm. You got to practice it.
Absolutely. And you got to want it.
You got to want it.
It makes such a big difference. And then you're emitting this different type of attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, or presence about yourself. And I think that's what it takes to draw a person.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanting to see your attracted to your smile,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, just the gleefulness in your personality, you know, instead of how you doing, I'm fine, I'll make it, I'm doing okay, you mm-hmm. know, I'm great, I'm wonderful, right, I'm on top of the world. After all, God has blessed us with another chance, you know, another day, so powerful and so much needed. So do your homework, people.
Absolutely.
Do your homework.
I think you have to understand, too, like, you deserve that.
Yes.
You deserve it. You're worth that.
I think
so. Don't tell yourself you're worthless. That means you're worth less, you know. Make sure you're worth more.
Yes.
That's value.
Yes.
That's value when you increase the value. So understand, like, you're worth pursuing happiness.
Right.
You're worth making that decision and saying, you know what? It's been a rainy day. It's crappy outside, whatever, this, that, and going on. But I'm going to choose to be happy. That's just like, you know, this is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. You know, it's a choice.
Amen.
It's a choice.
Yep.
So once you understand happiness is a choice, you got all the power.
Yes. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
That
yes.
is so true.
Wow. It's, and this title is Lasting Happiness, and that's what we're sharing. You know, you have to choose that too.
Yes.
And that comes along with choosing to be happy, choosing to be content.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Choosing to depend on God.
Yes.
Number one. Mm-hmm. He has to remain number one. No matter what we're doing or what we are expecting, he must be number one. Because if he's not, then what you get, not going to last.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Not going to last. Like you said, Kimba, you even asked him, should I even be thinking about going on a date with this person?
Absolutely.
You know?
I learned that the hard way.
Yeah. But do you approve, Lord? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And how do we know if he does approve?
If he does approve, because it'll begin to work out, it'll flow, like it'll just feel right. You know, but it, let's say in the sense he doesn't, we go back to him, God, what's going on? He's like, I ain't tell you to do that. You know, so like if my daughter did something like that, Dad, no, I ain't tell you to do that.
Right.
That's good.
You know what I mean?
Right.
No, you chose to do that, so, so you got to live with that consequence.
You didn't wait for my response,
right?
So in the waiting, if you're not sure, then you want to seek wise counsel.
Yes.
But my initial answer for me personally is I have a peace. You know, I know. Mm-hmm. But if I do have a question, I'm going to seek wise counsel. Mm-hmm. So for me, that those are the dads in my life. I have uncles and Pastor Rowe who are the dads in my life in absence of my father to check out if I'm not sure.
Right.
And that's the thing. Be willing to wait if you don't know. But there, let's back up a little bit. If you can't answer that question, then we're back to you're not really ready because you don't know the voice of your Heavenly Father. So that's a bigger, deeper issue if you don't know. So that's cause to pause because you're going to have to be able to do that throughout your whole relationship, because we all know in marriage you have to pick your battles. Well, I'll tell you, as a married ex-married person, you have to know how to pick your battles. So
true.
You're always listening to the voice of the Spirit and to Heavenly Father how to deal with this particular circumstance.
Right.
Sometimes you need to speak up, sometimes you got to go in your prayer closet.
True.
So I don't know why we can't just start that when you first see someone to decide, you know, if this is who I need to even approach or talk to. And sometimes I'll ask for an open door. Mm-hmm. You know, God, give me an open door if this is, you know, if he's supposed to pursue me or, you know, this is supposed to go somewhere. So I think listening to the voice, like, I love the analogy that Tim used, you know, when his daughter comes to him and say, you know, Daddy, I didn't tell you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So your expectation, you got what you wanted and you didn't come to me. Once again, you get a Ishmael instead
mm-hmm.
of a Isaac.
Mm-hmm. You get the complete opposite of what you want.
And, you know, a big thing for me, too, is be observant
yes.
of other people. Don't go in with your blinders on, man, just because, you know, somebody like you or whatever, or you attracted somebody. But also be observant of that person. Kind of study them a little bit.
Yeah,
like, and be intrigued. Like, that's, like, you learn. I want to learn about that person. So learning is intriguing. And so when you're intrigued by something, you become interested,
yep.
interested, right? And so once you become interested, now you got these questions because your mind's just going and all those things. So if you become interested, ask the right questions, you know, and learn about that person,
mm-hmm.
the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yep,
right.
You know, and just accept it. Just accept that. Don't critique them. Don't try to change them.
Or judge
them or anything like that. Just say, okay, cool. We don't mesh. You know what I mean? Or we do. You know, there's some things I like about this person and there's some things I don't like, you know.
Right,
and
right.
That's going to be with everything. I like a lot of things about stuff that I make and there's a lot of things I don't like about things I make. It's just part of life. Part of life.
That's true.
Your likes and dislikes.
But it is a part of the package.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It's a
you know,
part of
it's not
going to
be perfect.
Package.
It's not going to be perfect.
Right. And I was thinking, you know, when God doesn't answer, that means wait.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That means wait. Don't jump the gun. Wait.
Which is what our caller was referring to again.
Mm-hmm.
And so thank you for calling. But that's what he was saying. Are we willing to wait mm-hmm. on God?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we feel like it takes too long.
He does.
Sometimes he does. But why? Is it because we're not really ready?
Possibly.
He could have a person waiting on you.
But are you going
to
trust
ready.
Him?
Yeah.
Right.
You know, is Tim's daughter going to trust that her dad has her best interest at heart?
That's another mm-hmm. issue.
Okay, so exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really tied into your theme. Like,
yes.
Why are we doing the things that we're doing?
Right.
That's a deeper question.
Yes, it is. A deeper question. Wow. And the Lord gave me that going out the door. I didn't have time to write it down until I got here and drive mm-hmm. up there. Oh, what was that thought? Brought it back to me because
there's a
it's
lot
important.
Of things. There's
yes.
Abandonment.
Yes.
If you've had a parent that has abandoned you, there's divorce, you know.
Or a friend or a spouse, someone
Absolutely.
You was dating. You
Absolutely.
Know?
I mean, there's, you know, unresolved guilt.
Yes.
Unresolved grieving.
Right.
So there's a lot of issues that may not have been dealt with that while you're single, you can take the opportunity
you
to deal
with
them.
You need to deal with those mm-hmm. issues. And like Kimba says, get you a tablet. if it takes one per page to do that, abandonment, you know, I was rejected, you know, I was left at the altar, whatever it may be, and write down how I felt about it.
Yeah, and then, you know what, you don't have to keep that, you can burn it.
There you go.
Something nice about burning stuff anyway, let that thing go in the atmosphere. You know what I mean? Because sometimes you just got to be done with it. Yes, okay, this is what happened, boom, boom, boom.
Right,
and
right.
And you don't release jeopardize it. Somebody seeing your innermost vulnerabilities, thoughts, and yes. hurt, or whatever it may be.
I'm going to do that.
Burn
today.
Book is great.
I'm going to do
well,
that.
Well, I mean, on my journey, this is why I know, well, forgiveness is in the Bible, but one of the first thing God gave me with my ex-husband was to take him off my hook and put him on God's hook.
Right.
But the second thing, I read a book on forgiveness, and it said write a letter mm-hmm. from those individuals to yourself and then back to them. And I'm telling you, it was something about that. I don't know what it was, but there is something, like Tim say, about writing things down and literally finding a way to let them go.
Have to. And you got that takes courage, like you said.
It takes a lot of courage.
Go outside in your what they call that, your fire what they call
fire
it, fire pit.
Pit.
Put some wood up in there, light that fire. So, well, this is it. I've laid this all out in the open. I put it before the Lord and I put it before myself. Be gone. Drop it in that fire and go and enjoy your new life. Yeah. Because you've gotten rid of that old stuff. You don't want to go nowhere. You know, it's just, it has become attached. Mm-hmm. And it must go.
Yes.
Or else you may be alone a whole lot longer.
And like you said, like Tim said, find replacement behavior. And I would even go further to say, the thoughts behind that. And Tim said earlier about your value. So how can we find out our value? Well, look about, if you don't know where to start in the Bible, what the Bible says about you. Mm-hmm. But learning your value is so important, because we want to be able, my goal is, and what I hope for singles through our ministry, is we learn how to give from our overflow, right? We learn to give from our overflow and not from a place where you're looking for someone to be Jesus in your life or to fill holes, mm-hmm. because that never turns out good, ever.
No, because Jesus lives in you anyway. And the way I see that is, you be Jesus. The Jesus, that means mm-hmm. conform your life to his way, you know. Like it says, you know, offer your body a living sacrifice, yes. holy and acceptable yes. unto God, which is your reasonable service, your reasonable worship. And if he is number one, which I've learned firsthand, he'll fix and give you everything else you want. But he must be number one.
And if he's not, ask yourself why.
Right.
In that area.
Why am I struggling?
Is he, exactly.
With why God.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I told you, my mom, she'd be dropping them dimes, and one of the things she said is our life is a reflection of how we see God, how we see ourselves, which affects how we see others.
Yes. Yes, it does. Yes,
so,
it does.
Start there.
We can't get away from the Lord.
Nah.
Or having him in our life. Or leading us.
You can. You can choose not to deal with these
that's
things.
True. That's
but
true.
Like Tim said, then you have to deal with the consequences, because you're going to be like the hamster on that wheel.
Right.
Going around and around. And I've been there, so I'm not laughing at any of you. I'm laughing because I've experienced it on that wheel. You just keep going over the same thing. So you can choose not to. And I love what Tim said earlier. Like, it is a choice. Mm-hmm. We have a choice. See your glass half full or half empty. See yourself under the blood of Jesus or not. It is a choice. It's a choice.
It is a choice. So let's choose God. Mm-hmm. His will and his way. Wow, it's a great thing. It's a necessary thing.
Necessary thing. Amen.
To be successful and to succeed. I was talking to my daughter this weekend about how her and her husband got together. She said, you know, Mom, she said, first of all, it was all about God. And he had to understand, whoever it was all about God. You know, I wasn't going to change my habits, like when I pray, when I, you know, read my Bible, when I study or things like that. And she still has some same habits today. She's still doing the same thing today. getting up an hour early in the morning, maybe 4 o'clock in the morning, just to do her devotion before she goes to work, you know. Now, they're both pastors, and God lined her up with the right guy, you know, but she depended totally upon him and stood toe-to-toe, as far as to say, God stays.
Wow, that's awesome. That's a testimony.
God stays. No matter who, no matter what, God stays. And he honored that. He honored that. Because she exalted him in her life. Now that's a big tidbit.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's a big tidbit. Honor him. Keep him first. Can't move him. Once we start moving him, it starts messing up.
But you got to know what that line is, right? Because I was talking to a young lady the other day, and she said, there's this that's great about him, and this is that's great about him, but, you know, he's okay if we have sex before marriage. Okay, well, that's a line that's being moved that you said you weren't going to move.
Why are you okay with it?
I don't think we should be okay with that. So I think one of the things, Miss Linda, that we need to really look at is, what are those lines? You know, what are those lines for us? And again, like Tim said, you don't have to, well, the sex thing is non-negotiable, but like some of those areas we're struggling in, you don't have to take yourself away from being open to relationships, but you have to be willing to deal with it.
We are out of time. Oh. Thank you, panel. Thank you for listening. Till next time, be blessed.
Thank you.
This is Linda Sims.
This is WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for the latest.